now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. I officially hate sports so much, and I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. the D4 Crier. And we have a very special guest. We have the founders of Stickies, Sterling. How are you today?
I'm great, man. How are you doing post-Game 7?
It's bad. He's rough. He's
not
rough. Down bad. He's down bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
You bought
man.
Crocs yesterday? That's how
I
bad
bought
down
Crocs.
Bad is.
I don't know. And I don't have any words to say. Here's the thing. I would have rather gotten swept than had false hope at a game seven.
You listened to the previous episode.
Dude, I was ready. I was going.
Doing it, baby.
We're doing it. It's going to be like the Red Sox in 2004, and it's gone.
I couldn't have handled Boston media, Boston fans, if you guys had both of baseball and basketball, the 3-0 comeback. Sweet. I couldn't have done it. Yeah, it would have killed me.
I'm so
Does anyone
excited.
Care about that? Like, are we just talking to ourselves? Probably.
I don't care.
Crier doesn't care. It's just me. It's you and care. I right
I like,
now.
Cool. I like this part. I like RSG.
He just likes me being upset. It's fine.
In pain?
It's all good.
In pain?
Yeah, in pain a little bit. He puts me in pain. The Celtics put me in pain. It is just the whole thing. But enough about me and my misery. Sterling, you are here. Yep. You've been popping off, at least in the Cool Cat community, from what I've been seeing, as well as the Doodles. So we had to get you onto the show. We wanted to talk to you about your company, your origin story, the origin story of the company, and everything like this. My first question to you, and this is how we're going to start it going. What made you make GIFs?
So I was at Snap before at IPO or Snapchat, and one of the things I worked on while I was there was the Bitmoji acquisition. So for those of you who don't know, Bitmoji is a cartoon version of you inside of a sticker, inside of a static image. So it's a way to say, I love you to your friends and family, things like that. And Snap bought it, and I worked on that integration. And Snapchat, I guess social media in general, is a platform for narcissists. The whole concept of a selfie is like, I like more of me. And one of the things I learned while I was doing that was like, oh no, it's not just like your image. It's like a cartoon version of you people are obsessed with. And people, like, their narcissism extends to like your digital identity, a cartoon version of you. Okay. That was a thing I just filed away. So a couple of years ago when NFTs started blowing up, I was like on my timeline in crypto Twitter and started seeing people commissioning art from like paying artists to make one of one stickers featuring their doodle, their Bored Ape, like whatever. I was like, yo, not only are people narcissists when it comes to like themselves and their cartoon, a version of what looks like them, right? It's like the shit they own, their digital identity. Like they're also narcissists about that. Okay. So that was like, I put two and two together. I was like, oh, if people are paying money for this, I can definitely build a product that will basically do this for at scale, right? For every NFT in a collection. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is like a bigger idea. This is a digital identity play. Like, I'm really bullish on you wanting to be different versions of yourself online and having lots of different places that like representing yourself differently. It's like a really boring version of the world if you just think there's going to be one version of you online. There's probably like 10 different versions of you online. That's a trend that I wanted to go build on. And crypto was the perfect place to really like get involved, frankly, was because of the composability. Like I know what a Bored Ape will look like forever, period, full stop. It's immutable. I can build on top of that. So let's go make a company. Let's go build a cooler, less cringy for your like parents, like which is Bitmoji is. Let's go build something cool. Make cool content that
Mom
works with your
Bitmojis.
JPEGs. Dude, the teachers fucking love Bitmoji. Love that stuff. That's all I use. Let's go make a cooler version of Bitmoji and do it for your JPEGs. And so then we set out, started working with someone who worked before from Snap, my co-founder. We went and raised venture capital money in June of last year. Indiana Jones did, like the gate was closing on like the venture capital funding. And we just like slid right into the gate was closing and have just been building since then. So we have a team of 10 around the world and we shipped version one, like the first real version a couple weeks ago. And it started to, as you guys mentioned, like really blow up. And it's been awesome. There's nothing financial about it. It's just literally to have fun. And it's one of the few products in Web3 that's, it's just literally about fun. And it's really resonated with people. So it's really cool to see people. They're not mining some shitcoin. They're not like trying to get an airdrop. They're just, it's like literally people having fun.
Do you like pictures of yourself? Are you an artist like, about your...
Yeah. Do you want to have your NFT smashing into a win button? If so, I've got the thing for you.
Nailed it. If you didn't slide in right there, all you had to do was slap AI on it, you would have been fine. But I'm glad to see you. I saw a lot of cool ones. RSG's been posting them all the time on for his cool cat. I thought they were really cool. I can see, again, like expand to any collection. I can see like a collab land type play where you're not really playing. You're not paying for anything, but all of a sudden everyone's using it because it's there. We've seen how well Pudgy has done with their GIFs and GIFs. They have like over 3 billion views or something like that. A lot of the ones that have done that. I think also Sappy Seals did a lot with that. Same idea, same play.
Yep. Some alpha.
Prior.
We just dropped Pudgy Penguin support for stickies today. Ooh. So a little alpha.
There we go.
Okay. Perfect. Hey, Cryer, I need to ask you a question really quick. Can you say GIF again, please?
GIFs.
Can you say it the way you just said it like 30 seconds ago? GIFs? Yeah. So Sterling, I need to ask, which one is it?
How do you say it? The guy with the company.
I say GIF. I think it's wrong. I think GIFs is like technically the way that the guy who invented it said it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But fuck him. It's GIF.
Fuck that guy.
All right. Hey, we're going with GIF. I know Cryer and actually both of you mentioned it, how the success of Pudgy Penguin on the GIF side as well as Sappy Seal. I've literally been in group chats and at work group chats with family members. And we have a lot of members in the NRN family that have also had this happen to them before. We've literally been talking absolutely nothing about NFTs for some of these conversations, and out of nowhere a random person has no idea about anything shoots out a Pudgy Penguin GIF. So the power of what that could mean for these IPs, for these characters, for these people's NFTs, it's truly remarkable. And on the sense of like how it can reach that mass adoption, it can
brand
reach
awareness.
Literally brand awareness. It's just, it's absolutely insane. So it's really cool to see the growth of it. And I know that for a fact on my end, being that cool cat, using this cool cat for the last 2 years, that's something that when I saw Pudgy or when I saw Sappy Seals, I'm like, I wish I had. And instead of me having to commission it or have Soft Hands, one of our people on NRN, slap my face on just random GIFs.
Random GIFs.
Now... GIFs. Now we're gonna go ahead and have some awesome, incredible ones that you can, they look unique, they look like it's yours, and that allows these individuals to find the best of the best and use it outside of this space. And that's one of the main focus points here, is it could mean more than just Web3, these GIFs. So it's pretty cool to finally go ahead and see some cool stuff on the cool cat side. And that's just not me pumping my bags, but it is pumping my bags. So thank you for that.
I appreciate that. And that means a lot. I think the quiet part, we don't want to say it out loud, because you're giving people the ability to pump their bags on Twitter, right? Or on Discord or Telegram with friends and family. You're giving people the ability to like show off this IP, this beautiful IP that all these projects have created, without being like, yo, buy my shit. It's like very subtle. You're giving some subtle utility, but it's, yeah, exactly. But you're still ultimately like pushing this IP, and it turns everybody
absolutely
into a brand ambassador. And they should feel good about being that brand ambassador, because we think the content's great.
And the idea of it, you see it over and over randomly in chats or in just random crap over and over. Then you have something where they have the top of the funnel release of here's a $20 product that you can get into the ecosystem. And that's where I think a lot of these things will end up being. We've seen it with Pudgy. We've seen it with Doodles is trying to go that route eventually. Cool Cats is trying to do the paper ones or whatever. So again, a lot of them are trying to go that route, and that's the way to go. You want to get that brand awareness for sure. What do you see for the future of the company? Like, what are your main goals going forward, releasing and new ideas, new stuff?
Yeah. So candidly, we've been inundated lately with like new projects reaching out, trying to get onboarded into Stickies, which is wonderful to see. That's exactly what we wanted. Yeah, so just working through that backlog, but also understanding does it make sense, candidly, because there's only a certain number of active users in Web3. So adding an additional project, is that going to add additional users? Maybe not, because of wallet overlap. So having to think through who to add and when to add them is something that we're working on. Then we also just have a lot of product features we want to ship, candidly. Something I'm really excited about is using on-chain data in the content. So an example, if you're at Diamond Hands, you've had your cool cap for 2 years, maybe your sticker gives you like a Diamond Hands badge. Maybe you get some type of additional like signal that is special to you because of your on-chain data, right? Like, maybe a Red Sox guy after the Celtics got eliminated, maybe he's every single expression is he's sad, but he can't find a sticker where he's
happy.
It's
only sad.
He's just sad. It's just sad cat the whole day. So using external signals, external metadata, and integrating that into the content, I think is something I really want to do and I'm really excited about. And candidly, I just want to get more and more people using the product. So there's a big hurdle in Web3 of getting people to try new stuff and use their grails. And I get it because so many people have been phished. So many people have lost their stuff. Just the hand-to-hand combat, not to a war reference, but like really it's very grindy in a lot of instances to onboard people and convince them that this is a safe thing. So really being thoughtful and diligent about how we build a product that still feels magical and special and gives you utility, but also is safe and makes people feel comfortable is something that we're like constantly working on.
That's a great topic to bring up too. How do you actually use it? I don't even have this download or anything yet. Cause I know all the cool cats were supported and I haven't been.
He doesn't like doodles anymore. So that's why he hasn't looked at the other side.
What are you into?
So
what are you
into? Right now I'm a big VV visualized value. I got a bunch of checks and OPEPins and,
Jack's a legend.
Wait, you say VV? Hold up. What did you say, Cryer?
VV, visualized value is like the...
Got it. You got me a little worried there that you were talking about the other VV, Yeah, okay, got it. proceed.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Give me the breakdown.
So you connect your wallet and it's read-only access. So it's not... We don't ask for a transaction signature. We don't ask any permissions. Just connect your wallet to see what's in there, right? So we want to know what NFTs you have so we can generate these things. And then once you connect your wallet, and if you have a supported collection, which is Bored Apes, CryptoPunks, Moonbirds, Doodles, World of Women, Cool Cats, Pudgy Penguins, and Mutant Apes tomorrow, I hope. So those are all supported. If you have one of those, it's pretty magical. You like connect your wallet and then all of a sudden just like hundreds of stickers get rendered out featuring your JPEGs. And we took the time, I think, to do it really well. To where we modified facial expressions, we modified the eyes, we like added arms and hands, we considered the color of the skin, the clothes that you're wearing, things like that. So we wanted the content to be awesome. And the only way to do that, I think, was to like take quite a bit of time to design some cool stuff that goes with it. So literally, like, you just connect your wallet and then it's this kind of Geppetto from Pinocchio experience that we bring them to life. It should feel pretty magical. Like I watched someone like that everyone knows go through the experience in real life. And it was just the coolest thing in the world to like see this like smile slowly creep up as they saw their NFTs for the first time brought to life. So yeah, that's the whole experience is we want you as a user to give you some additional utility to have some fun with your NFTs and go out and be on crypto Twitter or Discord or Telegram or iMessage or group chats or wherever. And just to spread the IP everywhere. And you know, that's the project of the product. It should feel really simple. We support Delegate Cash. So if you have a hot wallet that you've set up to act as a power of attorney for your hardware wallet or where your grails are, Delegate Cash, like your Delegate wallet, we support that. And the mobile app is probably the best experience. Something I was really surprised at is I think we all think of Web3 as like a desktop experience since it's like such a difficult mobile product. But all of Web3 social is still on mobile. Like Discord, still mobile.
Yeah.
Twitter, still mobile. All that stuff is still mobile first. So I think the experience on mobile, we started there and built the product mobile first. And that was a really good decision because the mobile experience is much better. And that's where most of 90%+ of our users is actually via mobile.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's actually something I was talking with Cryer about, where I know on the side of Sappy Seals, they did the integration of, hey, you're able to get the extension on Chrome, then you're able to have your Sappy Seal, et cetera. You click on it, which great concept, great thing. But exactly what you just said. At almost every single person's going to be on mobile. And when you look at what's going on with all these projects, with even like a Sandbox or a Decentraland or a Other Side or a any of these games that are coming out from these projects, the future, I personally believe, it needs to be some way integrated in mobile, and most of these things aren't. So the funny thing was, when I saw this and I was talking with Cryer, I'm like, this is next level because it's on the mobile side. This allows you to go a step further into that mass adoption aspect of it, because it allows you to be with the friends that are outside of the Web3 space to use those gifts and to see them on text messages, see them on group chats, etc., instead of just specifically on Discord and an NFT server, because that's the only place you're going to be on your desktop. If you're on your desktop and you're in the NFT space, you're using whatever it is specifically for the NFT group chat or specifically for the NFT Twitter space. So you're not actually like doing something outside of it. So this allows you to, and I'll give you an example. I have a group chat that I have with a bunch of friends for the last like 20 years, and I use those gifts in that group chat. And they're like, what the heck is this? And then one of them is a Doodles holder, so he's found his. So him and I always use those gifts now.
Yes.
And that's the whole aspect of it. That's what this allows us to go ahead and do. And like all the way back from the beginning of this conversation, it's to bring awareness to the brand, bring awareness to that IP, bring awareness to that character. So it allows you to pump your bags and as well as have a dope ass gift that anyone would use. They just don't know that it's an NFT. So again, shout out to you guys for the opportunity to make it so easy when others have made it unfortunately so hard. And that's where it's really good. On the side of Pudgy Penguin, where you can actually search up on Twitter like gifts, like anyone can do it. That's another next level aspect of it, where they did a phenomenal job. And that's where my buddies,
but they're not personalized. The narcissism doesn't play in.
That's fine. The narcissism doesn't play in, but it gets to Moondog's grandma.
I think they've done so good. Yeah.
It gets to Moondog's grandma sending a freaking Pudgy Penguin in a family group chat. And you're like, what the heck just happened? What's here? Happening? And what the heck's going on? But it's just so cool to see it.
I love that. And I appreciate that. It's, you do stuff in a vacuum, like as a founder, you're like, this is probably the right thing, but you don't never really know. If like to hear it and see it validated is like such an amazing feeling. I've started to see some of our stickers actually pop up on Tenor and Giphy. Like the Cool Cats people are starting to download them and upload them onto those platforms. So hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Oh, I'm going to do every single one. Wait. Can you just like down? Whoa. Someone explain this to me. I can download them. And what happens on Giphy?
You can upload them yourself, essentially. Mm-hmm. So you download the full collection of all your own specific ones.
Catch me outside. I'm about to do that shit. I'm about to do that whole entire thing. I'm going to be the most.
Now you just type in RSG sad, and then it'll pop up.
Hear me out. Why is it always sad? Listen, I get it. I lost. It's fine. I didn't even lose. A Celtics loss.
That was just funny.
I know.
Down bad lately. Fucking my friend.
Dude, you use me as exit liquidity on shitcoins. Right. Celtics use me as exit liquidity on just emotions. Like, that's right. I'm just
emotional baggage.
Emotional.
Some more alpha. We're going to drop a mobile keyboard probably in the next couple weeks. So you never even have to leave Discord or Twitter or anything like that. The gifts are right there at the keyboard. Wow. Just like tap and it's right in there.
That's awesome.
So
that's good.
Yeah. I think that'll be a game changer in terms of ease of use.
For sure. The easier you make it, the more 100% people are going to use it. Like, why not? Especially as more collections get added. So I just did it. I have my World of Women looking good. My Doodles is looking good. You said Pudgy works too, you said?
Pudgy works too.
Sweet.
Should be loading up. All right. One last question or another question that I have for you, Sterling. Yeah, now, let's say for the individual that doesn't have NFTs, but they are the girlfriend or the boyfriend or the friend, and they're like, hey, I want to promote my buddy, my pal, whatever. Are they able to download the app and use, like, how does that work? Or is that something in the future?
I think we still need to think about increasing the total addressable market, or TAM in nerd speak, for the product, of being able to get it in the hands of everybody. right now, we want it to feel like it's added utility for all these communities. And we want it to feel like it's your JPEGs, it's your NFTs, and it's exclusive to you. So it feels more special. That was a hard decision to make versus like just enter an ETH address and this stuff renders out, which is others have made and other people have asked for it to like just be able to enter an ETH address and render out the stickers. But we wanted a little bit of light authentication that it was actually your stuff. And to make it special for you because it feels just more authentic. As product people, that's a decision we made. Right now, it's just exclusive to people that have these collections. Something that's on our roadmap, of course, is figuring out how to broaden that to get it into more people. But we're not there yet. Step one is make something awesome that existing communities love and partner with these communities. And then the step after that is, all right, how do we go and blow this up and get this in everybody's hands?
I love it. Just downloaded my first GM sticker for my doodle, little post right now.
So make sure pair it with the mobile app because it's way better on mobile. There's no downloading. It's just copy and paste. It's seamless.
Very cool. I don't mind. I'm a desktop guy usually. But all right. I will also get it on the
app because too. He's Android. That's why. It's weirdo.
Oh, yes. Android app too, brother. Android app too. We did it both. Shout out to the artists, though. Yeah, some of the artists, especially, they did a really good job. Juiced and
they kind of like
for the doodles.
Exactly. Like the doodles ones look like doodles ones. Like they have the feel of them. Like the World Women ones look more, look a little bit more like off branded. They're not like integrated into the idea of the system or something like that. But I feel like that'll eventually probably come with more onboarding or whatever.
Yeah, we. Juiced and Art Dude did a wonderful job of creating some doodle specific content. And then we're working on creating some Cool Cat specific content, some Pudgy Penguin specific content. So we try to think about like an 80-20 rule or 90-10 rule. Some of them are the same across all the projects, but then we reserve like 10%, 20% that are custom for each project to make it feel like it lives in the same world.
So let me ask you a question on the side of these partnerships and deciding what projects you're going to go ahead and make these gifts for, stickers for. How is it on the sense of, do you reach out to said projects and they green light it, or you're just building it for the community, or vice? It can be both as well. Like, how's that been going on with the success that you guys have had? Because I have seen a lot of the Cool Cat people from Klon to Jarvis to all these people saying, hey, these are awesome. Big shout outs to you guys, all that. And what's going on there?
We did the opposite, I would say, of what most Web3 projects have done, which is we went and built the thing first and then shipped it to the world versus you sell a roadmap and hopes and dreams and FOMO and tries to raise a bunch of money off of that. So we tried to do it a little bit differently to where we built the product first and then revealed it to the world. And I think that's somewhat resonated with people that we took the time to like build something that's cool. There's 400 stickers. That's unheard of that we create all that content and built mobile apps. And I think we took a risk that let's just go make good content and hope it resonates with the projects versus asking for their permission first. And generally, I thought that if we got people using it, if the community got excited about it and loved it, then the projects would love it. You know what I mean? Like, why are you going to go against the community if it's something that they love? So that's exactly what's happened is like the community has embraced it. And then as a result of that, you saw project leadership start to embrace it subsequent to that. So now we're fortunate that we've got direct connections with largely all these project holders just because the community elevated us to a status almost pretty quickly. They gave us the air cover to go have those conversations about working directly with them.
Yeah. I love that idea. Really, to be honest, I already mentioned once, like Collabland, like we interviewed Anjali with that. It gives me a lot of that same idea and same vibe, like what you're saying. People were like, oh, only a couple collections was using us. And then all of a sudden it was like, bam, we just had an insane amount of user acquisition. Hats off. I think it's going to do very well. I think it's
slower than all at once. That's the belief. Model. Yeah. Look, they're inspirations to us, I think, frankly, just because they're not competing with the projects, right? They're not competing with these communities. They're like, you have built something amazing. Why would I compete with that? And that's the approach that we're taking. You've created incredible IP. You've created this incredible project and community. Like, we don't want our own.
Supporting
we don't
want to just. That.
Yeah, we want to build on top of you. We don't want to compete with you. We want to work with all of you.
Yeah, not dropping a rug token. That's good.
Thank you.
Man, my DMs. DMs were like, oh, when token? And it's, bro, we're just here making some dumb gifts. Come on.
Soon is the answer.
Soon is the answer, yeah.
So the answer is 90. Dude, I'm gonna write a Twitter thread of like why it's probably not gonna happen ever. Just to love end it. Just to end it.
Put it down.
So let me ask you. So you did drop a little bit of alpha on the Pudgy Penguin side. Now, in an ideal world, what project outside of already the projects that you've already done, what would be that ideal one that you're like, damn, that'd be awesome to make some of these for?
So I'll get a little nerdy, but if you look at the stuff, the NFT projects, you're they're on usually straight radio, on. Yeah, I'll get a little weird. So they're direct or they're like three quarters, at least most of the NFT projects, like they all have the same look to at least the user.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one that's different is Azuki. And Azuki is a full profile and it's got like a side profile. And then you've got the hair like flying off camera or off the side of the image. And then like a guitar or sword, like only half in the image. So like you've got these half finished assets that we have access to. And the art is like so specific and so beautiful. So I think working directly with them to make sure that we did it in a way that was like honored the art and was authentic was something that we want to do down the road. And also working with Beans. Beans is a little more straightforward, but the original Azuki art is, I don't know, I just have such a reverence
meticulous.
For it.
Meticulous. They did a very good, meticulous job of making sure they like fit really nicely and stuff like that. I'll give them
I wouldn't trust myself to go and extend one of the samurai swords to work on art. I would have to take so much creative license without
balloon
their input that I think...
Of it.
Totally, I would fuck it up. So I think working directly with them to bring Azuki in would be a dream. And it's something that, you know, working with Agabond and them is something we want to do when the time's right.
Love it.
Okay. So we'll see what's going to go down on that side. I know that myself and Cry, not big on the Azuki side, but hey, they're delivering, they're doing their thing. They're still holding that floor. Yeah. They've done nothing but great things. So we'll see.
We're agnostic. We don't care. Yeah. People do your thing.
It's true.
That's the one thing. That is like the one thing that's kind of hard. I'm going to have to make a burner account is I can't be critical of anybody on anything. So I generally have to just like fucking cheerlead.
You guys are doing a great job out there.
Yeah. Nothing's wrong. Your comm strategy is amazing. Yeah. Like, let's go. Perfect airdrop. Nailed it. It's like, I have lots of opinions that I can never share.
I feel like most founders should probably take that to heart instead of sharing all of their crazy opinions.
It's true. It's true. I think a lot before I hit that tweet button to make sure that this could never, what are the angles? Something though that Frank from Degage was talking about, which I thought was just so legend, was he's using ChatGPT as like another employee of the company. So he's got these different threads with ChatGPT and it has all the data on Degage of what they're doing, what their metrics are, what they're trying to accomplish, their strategy, like all this stuff. And he's like just asking it questions like, hey, I want you to role play as a FUTTer on Twitter and tell me what you're going to say to tell me this is a bad idea. And it's like a brilliant way to pressure test stuff. It's, like, it's a really good idea.
It's like you're in that simulation, like in the Matrix before you actually load into the real world there. Give a couple
he's just like refining. He's like using an incredible tool to refine.
He's definitely one of he's mastered the marketing on the Twitter side for sure. He's definitely one of the best.
He is so smart. I have very smart. Incredible reverence.
And he was just also not only was he super smart, he just he's real. He's very real. Like that's that guy. Like he is what he is on Twitter. It's exactly the same in person.
100%. And he's able to distill complex topics into very understandable sound bites with his diction, like the way he says it is perfect for the DGen audience. So it's this amazing combination of like charisma and flair, but still really intelligent, but can distill complex to like simple topic. It was, anyway, I sound like a fanboy and I kind of am, but he's great for the space.
I'm going to be real with you guys. I still do not see Frank. Yes. But the D gods, like the actual art and whatnot, I don't see it. I don't get it. I get the U.
It's different.
Those look dope.
It's different.
But like the D gods, like, ay caramba.
I think they did a really good job making like a mass appeal on Utes. And D gods was much more just like the initial. And they were not
going
the complete opposite of these are cute. These are these. It's like disgusting and broken. And I don't know.
I have respect for anything that's not copy pasta. To be totally honest. So like, even if I don't like original. It and it wouldn't work for me, like just that you took a chance and did something different, then I have a lot of respect for that.
I agree.
I like that.
I say that a lot, don't I, RSG?
Yeah, you do. But hey, listen, we're not in high school anymore, and these projects should be looking at the other projects and seeing how successful they do things. Don't like copy it completely, but hey, grab a little bit, do your thing, sure. But also be innovative and do new things and bring out new collabs and do all these crazy stuff. So again, there's room for copying, just not completely copying, like Cryer would say. But yeah, man, again, you guys have been just doing it in a remarkable job on Twitter, allowing these communities to go ahead and bring out their IP, bring out those characters that we've been using for the last 2 years on Twitter, on 2 years on Instagram, 2 years on all these NFT events that we've been flying all over the world for. So it's just super awesome to finally be able to do that without, again, the work on the user side. But of course, you guys do all the work for us, but it allows to have that good community sense of it. And again, I'm super excited to see what the future holds on the sense of what else could you guys do for these communities? What else, what other communities you can dive into and help those members of that community to go ahead and illustrate and showcase these incredible NFTs that we've been buying for the last 2 years, even though they're going down. Hopefully one day they will go back up.
So it's kind. Awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And then look, we're trying to build what the community and our early adopters want. So if you guys have thoughts or feedback, or like anyone listening has ideas, like DMs are open. I respond to every DM. So hit me up if you've got ideas or thoughts or we can make anything better. That's feedback is a gift.
What's your craziest DM you've gotten?
I got hate mail the other day. It was like, Elon's not going to fuck you and he's not going to be your savior. Crypto's dead. I got like an angry, like mad at crypto DM.
Oh, I loved nice.
It. I was like, we're here. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go,
this is
baby.
So happening. This is so bullish. Like getting hate mail is like, now we've arrived. This is perfect.
Cryer has a whole folder of hate mail. So he's on that side. From just, typically from the U.S. government, too. So it's very strange. Cryer goes and thumb a little bit too hard. And that's why some things happen on that end. But no, that's awesome. But hey, at the end of the podcast.
The OG crypto guy and me.
Yeah, the OG one. At the end of the podcast, we usually like to nerd out a little bit because there are some really awesome things coming out on the video game side as well as the movie side. Again, Sterling, would love to have you join us here to nerd out a little bit. And maybe we find out that if you're as big of a nerd as us or you're like a level 2 instead of a level 84 like us. So number one, at the beginning of the show, Cryer, Diablo.
That's right, baby.
When is it coming out? 30 hours. What do you got?
If you bought the extra special edition, the second at 7, you got 30 hours.
Is it 30 hours or 29 hours?
It's 20. Yeah, we'll get the official countdown from the shit here. Let's see. 29 hours, 14 minutes, 34 seconds. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
I'm excited. It's going to be super great. And if not, if you didn't spend the extra $20, then it's a sixth. For some reason, I paid $20 with my Pepe gains to courtesy of Arshi. Arshi told me to. He was telling me that I made too much money on Pepe and I need to spend
it. Yeah, just spend $20. Come on. We've spent $20 on worse. I'll tell you that. One of them being the shit coins that you told me to buy. So yeah, you already spent it on worse. So that's number one. Number two, just to let you know on my side, I've officially beaten the 4 dungeons in Zelda. And now we're going to fun stuff very soon. I think I'm going to stop with the story. Line though, and I'm gonna start just like messing around because I don't want this game to end, so we'll see how it goes. Because I always say, oh yeah, let me do the story, and then after the story I'll go in and do all the extra stuff. I never do that. The second I finish the story, the game goes on that shelf right there and it never gets played ever again until someone else wants to use it. So we're gonna try to slow things down. Sterling, let me ask you, on your side, are you a big gamer? Were you a big gamer? What's going on?
I haven't played video games in 15 years, I'm going to be totally honest. And that's largely just like, at some point, I was like, I should probably read some books. I should probably do that. And I miss it. There's definitely times when I'm like, fuck, Grand Theft Auto was like Vice City was legend. Like, I miss doing that stuff. But I don't know. I'm waiting for my kids to be old enough at this point to start playing video games. And then I'm gonna be back. I'm going to be way back.
It's for the kids, babe. Just leave me alone.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Hey, by the way, mention GTA. Dude, I got to say something. For all the people tweeting this dumb shit and putting on Instagram that GTA the next GTA is going to have crypto and it's going to be real money and all this, there is zero chance. You guys have to understand this, that Rockstar game. Is it Rockstar? Yeah, it's Rockstar. Imagine being them and being like, hey, Microsoft and PlayStation and Steam, we're going to do this. And you guys have never done this before. Let us do that. And they're going to look at them like, no, if we're ever going to do this, we're going to do it first. And we're going to let you do it afterwards. So it's just ridiculous. These little rumors and dumb shit that's coming. I've had so many people message me about this saying, I'm going to get into crypto now. I'm like, that's great. But no, just do it anyways. Figure it out in other stuff. What's going to be really funny. This is going to be them just, this is what I think is going to happen. You're in the game of GTA, the next one, you're going to be able to buy crypto, but it's just going to be like buying fake crypto on your phone in the game.
Just like how it was at the Bucks. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so sure. That's the only thing I see on that end happening, but it's just crazy how people are on Instagram and on Twitter. And
someone will make a fake things. Someone will make a fake coin of whatever the coin is that you can buy, the fake that you can buy, and they will launch that, like, and that shit will move.
10 million market cap. Easy.
Yeah, for easy. Free idea.
I'm ready. Crier, I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to come back. I've lost enough, but I'm ready to come back. All right, the other thing I did want to mention was on the movie side and the show side. Movie side, let's go with that. Number one, while you guys are listening to this, because this comes out on Thursdays, you understand that Into the Spider-Verse is out, the second movie, and all the reviews of this movie have been so insane. I can't wait for this movie. And there's a lot of things that are happening in this movie from non-spoiler that I've read, that there is a bunch of surprises. This is leading into a third movie, if I'm not mistaken. So there is going to be that cliffhanger feel at the end of it, hopefully. And we're going to be introduced to, we already got introduced to how many Spider-Men or people last time? It was
like three Spider or four, people. I think.
I don't know, six, eight, like almost 10. Last time, right? We're going to be introduced in this movie 280, if I'm not mistaken. So they're going to go all out on this side, and they're going to, I just can't wait for this movie. That's on that side. So go to the movies for this. Sterling, did you buy your
ticket? I'm going on Friday. Got my ticket already.
No, I haven't bought my ticket, but I'm about to fire up Disney Plus and hammer through The Mandalorian. I love that. I nerd out on Star Wars shit.
I'm
behind. But I know that I'm good. Star Wars shit.
We'll find what thing. Part of nerd you are.
Yeah, this sure is, there. We got to get it out there. All right, if we're on the Star Wars side. Unfortunately, if you guys heard the news that Disney actually shut down their Star Wars hotel in Orlando, they spent millions of dollars on this thing. It actually cost for a weekend to be there $3,000. And that puppy is closed. Go ahead, Sterling. Tell me you've been there.
I haven't been there, but I did hit up Disneyland and hit up the Star Wars exhibit at Disneyland. It's like, it's phenomenal. It's like such an incredible job. And there's the feeling you get when you see this stuff in real life and you've been watching it in the movies for forever, like 1,000 times over, is just like properly insane. Shout out to what they've done at Disneyland for that. And shout out for Andor. I think Andor is the best piece of Star Wars media I've seen, period, in my lifetime.
Wow. Okay. I do too. So I watch everything. Ask Crier. Literally everything. And you can name a show, I've seen it. And then here's the issue with this show. The first two episodes were hot garbage. Garbage. Okay. And I was told 3 and onward is like a masterpiece. And for some reason, I've yet to go back and watch it, and I have to. So you're absolutely right. That is what I'm going to do. This weekend, I have to do it.
I tried watching it, went straight from that back into the first couple episodes of The Mandalorian, and it felt so juvenile. I don't know. It's like, it's very. Like, people
I do
fuck
not
in
like
it.
Mandalorian.
It's cool.
At all.
It's
he
cool.
hates Mandalorian. He hates Mandalorian. So that's.
I love Star Wars stuff. But I like it because of the Jedis and stuff like that.
You understand that there's more Jedis now. You just couldn't watch one season. Now we got some Jedis. Yeah, so get the hell out of here. Get back in here.
Then you're gonna hate Andor because
there's
like zero. I don't think
there's zero.
Jedi.
It's more.
I like the Resistance, the pilot Resistance stuff too. Is that like that one? Like, I like the Rebel Fighters.
It's like spies. Like it's like the behind the scenes. Like, it's like Rogue One. Yeah. Rogue One-ish. And Rogue One was I think that's my favorite Star Wars movie, to be honest.
Same. Yeah, polarizing, same. Though. Polarizing. People don't love it.
I love it. I love that
movie. I love it, too.
But the other thing I did want to mention on the side of movies, I did also go ahead and purchase the Flash tickets. That's on the 16th, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, a lot of people are saying that on the review side that everything you saw on the trailers, that's literally like part. That's all the good parts extended and the scene. Rest is not that good. So hopefully they're wrong about that. Those trailers look phenomenal and I hope there's more surprises, but from what I've been reading, all the surprises have all been like out. So that's unfortunate if that's the real side of it. And the last thing I wanted to mention, Ted Lasso season and show finale is out. It's over. Ooh. It's gone. This is the last episode. This last season's been all right. A lot of people have not liked it. To be honest, on my end, I personally enjoyed it the whole way through. It's just a fun show to watch. You cry every fourth episode and then you're off to the races. You're good. So go out there. Watch those shows, watch those movies, go play Zelda, go probably buy Diablo. I'm probably not going to do it, but maybe later on.
Doing it.
And maybe. And we're going to have a blast. But Sterling, again, it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much, not only for being on the show, but doing what you guys are doing over there at Stickies. Again, allowing all these individuals to showcase these NFTs, these JPEGs that we've been hoording for the last 2 years.
Spread the word. Again,
thank you so much. Spreading that word, spreading that mass adoption that we've been looking for. I told Cryer, it's video games. No, it's gifts. Gifts are the mass adoption that we need. So thank you so much, Sterling.
Dude, this was awesome. Thank you for having me. I had a ton of fun. This is great. Awesome.
Absolutely. All right. And for everyone tuning in again, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. Still don't know how to close it for 142, 43 episodes in. Go grab a brick, throw it at a wall, and then build that wall again. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace.